This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Old social media posts were written by a Black Lives Matter co-founder in Toronto. Her name is Yujra Kogali. And in 2016, here's what she wrote. White people are a genetic defect of blackness. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. We talk about things that are may seem controversial. They're not controversial. Not controversial at all. Let me tell you. If you're not talking about this stuff and educating yourself and your children and your friends and things like this, you are doing yourself and this country and, quite frankly, the world a disservice. You should be talking about this stuff every single day. A founder of Black Lives Matter, a racist terrorist group, has said, white people are a genetic defect of blackness. Let me just put it this way. What would you say if I said to you the founder of this racist white group said this, black people are a genetic defect of whiteness? What do you think would happen to that person in that organization? Yeah, see, it's an easy thought experiment to do. I've taught you this. You probably already knew it yourself. Maybe I just nudged it in you. That's all you have to do to make sense of these things. Here's what she says. White people are recessive genetic defects. This is factual. She said, white people need white supremacy as a mechanism to protect their survival as a people because all they can do is produce themselves. Black people, simply through their dominant genes, can literally wipe out the white race if we had the power to. Well, that's a very typical black racist, a black nationalist theme that, black people can essentially have a baby with a white person. And that white person now has a darker baby. Now, these idiots don't look at it and go, now, wait a minute. What if a white man in a black woman procreate, won't he make her children lighter? Right? And what if then her children marry white people and on and on and on and on? Wouldn't the black gene become recessive? Well, of course it would. I mean, it's an idiotic. I'm going to get it right. It's an idiotic argument. Right? Of course it is. It's the yin and the yang of the universe. If you have mixed children, let's say you're black and white, and all your children decide to marry white for whatever reason, guess what? Your family line is going to be white. And occasionally, you're going to get a darker kid and go, huh, that's kind of weird. And somebody got some splaining to do. Same difference. But see, these races, the eugenicists, all of them. There was a study of this. It's called telegenics, and they actually not telegenics. I'm sorry. That's how you look on TV. I forget, but it's has to do with your whole not telegony. Is it telegony or telegamony? Something like that. Anyway, look it up. There's a whole study of this. And it has to do with how white racists used to say, even if you have one drop of black blood, you cannot be Aryan. You can't be this. That was their rationale, is that we can't accept anybody except people of pure blood. Now, these knucklehead Neanderthal, knuckle draggers didn't even realize that many of them already carried black blood. If there had been ancestry DNA, they would have all had to split the band up. Anyway, back to this Kogali lady. She says, white people have a higher concentration of enzyme inhibitors, which suppresses melanin production. And melanin is important for strong bones, intelligence, vision, and hearing. Well, I would say to this young lady, she ought to watch Apollo 13. When they had to bring those astronauts back from the moon, when their spacecraft screwed up, And they ended up losing oxygen, and the command module had to be rebooted, and you know, they lose the limb for their life raft for a while. I wanted her to look at those white boys who were using slide rules and protractors and trying to figure out how to use the gravity of the moon to slingshot them back to Earth. Because I'm going to tell you something, as a black man, I would not want to see a bunch of brothers train today trying to get me back from the moon. I would be so happy. I'd be up there going, Lord, thank you for them white boys in Houston. Thank you for being smart enough to put the best people in those seats. Look, we've all got a shot. Look, Africa can go to the moon. Pick a country in Africa. Y'all want to go to the moon? Go to the moon. Pick one of these South American countries. Pick these Middle Eastern countries. Go to the moon. You want to go? Go look. I'm not trying to play. Being here, I'm very proud to be black. But I'm going to tell you something. The only way black people are going to start doing the types of things that these white boys are doing is when they decide to put a real emphasis in education. And I'm not talking about learning about black history. I'm talking about learning about science, technology, engineering, and math. So, yeah, bring on the white boys. She says, melanin directly communicates with cosmic energy. Wow. And in a separate tweet, here's what she posted. Please, Allah, give me the strength not to cuss/kill these men and white folks out here today. She's literally ready to cuss out white men, particularly men, because she's a misandrist. She does not like men. But she's ready to cuss them out. And she's ready to kill him. Now, she deleted these tweets because she didn't want it to infringe on the Black Lives movement because, you know, Black Lives Matter movement because, you know, it's a peaceful movement. It has no. It's not about demeaning white folks. It's to draw attention, as Don Lemon said. And we played this clip earlier. Don Lemon is to draw attention to blacks being killed by cops. It's not to draw attention to anything other than that. Because, you know, why would the Black Lives Matter movement want to actually go be mad at white people per se? If you want to be mad at cops, be mad at cops. By the way, some of the cops that have killed these brothers that the BLM movement is talking about are brothers. I know. Hard to believe, right? Black cops killing black perps. Yeah, you think it's all white boys. I know the dude in Minnesota, Darren Dauphin, or whatever his name was, with his knee on the neck. Oh, boy, he made a great poster child, didn't he? But he ain't the only one. It's black people involved. Puerto Ricans, Latinos, Asians. It ain't just white folks. They don't like to tell you that. Because that's too much information for you to have to put in your brain. Maybe rethink this whole thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, it's a crazy amount of news that happens. Crazy amount. You get the weekend, of course, where you're building it up, and then we got to do a Monday show. Maybe bleeds over into Tuesday. Well, on Monday and Tuesday, more news comes, and you're sitting there going, wow, what do I do with that? Then you got to remember, there's news that's still brewing. It's still out there. And you got to cover that. There's, like, for example, Durham's report, Iran. I don't know if you guys even know this. Iran, some of their nuclear sites are burning. Things of this nature. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We got some big stuff going on, too. Like these name changes. The Redskins and the Indians. They got to change their names. And what about this Bubba Wallace thing now going between back and forth between him and the president? The president said, hey, look, you should have been more forthcoming about this hoax, Bubba Wallace. And Bubba Wallace, I'm a victim. The president still does not understand the oppression that I have. Anybody know where Bubba Wallace finished in his race over the weekend? Did you watch NASCAR? You didn't watch NASCAR? What? You're not watching NASCAR? I figured everybody would be keeping up with it. Now that the Tiger Woods of NASCAR is in it, Bubba Wallace, think about this. You got a black dude racing in a white man's, sport. And he calls himself Bubba. You know he's fronting. He's the Dolezal of NASCAR. He wanted everybody to think he's a white boy. And he's a light-skinned black dude, so he could pass. Get out of the car and go, hey, y'all, how y'all doing? I just got back from vacation. A little bit tan. But my name's Bubba Wallace, and I'm trying to win. Give me some sponsors and what have you. Bubba Wallace. Yes, so Trump tweeted about it. And then, of course, Lindsey Graham, he did what Lindsey is supposed to do, what rhinos do, the reason why you can never trust them. They don't get it. And here's what Lindsey Graham, he defended Bubba Wallace. I love this. Get this. One of the sport's top black stars. This is what an article reads. The Hill. NASCAR. One of the sport's top black stars. Let me tell you something, people. I don't drive a car for NASCAR, and I'm one of the sport's top black stars just because I'm even mentioning the name. The NSA probably just put me on a watch list because I mentioned NASCAR and I'm black. Take me off. I'm talking about Bubba. Yeah, so Lindsey Graham said, it made perfect sense if Wallace was concerned about a noose found in his garage stall. And then Lindsey also argued that by banning the Confederate flag at these events, NASCAR was trying to grow its fan base. Here's what he went on. What I would tell people, outside South Carolina, said NASCAR is trying to grow the sport. And one way you grow the sport is to take images that divide us and ask us that they not be brought into the venue. The Confederate flag doesn't divide Southerners. It doesn't divide at all. It is a concoction of the left. I'm telling you, look, are there some white... It would be like saying, are there white racists that hold the American flag? Yeah. Are there black racists that hold the American flag? Yeah. The symbol of the flag is the same. The Confederate flag is about Southern pride. I don't care. Look, you... Save this. My producers are like, don't go. What do you mean don't go there? Save this episode of the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't have a problem with the Confederate flag. Kevin, that means they're going to lynch you. Let me tell you something. If I see a Confederate flag, I see good old boys. I grew up with them. I can't tell you that they all had Confederate flags on their cars, but to be honest with you, I don't even remember because it never mattered. I wasn't made to see the Confederate flag. You know what I saw with my boys? A lot of them listen to the program. Robert, Tommy, Dale, all of them, their wives, people that we all cared about each other. I guarantee you there were Confederate flags in my town, at my school, and the black dudes, we never said a word. We didn't care. It was like nothing. For all intents and purposes, it could have been the 13-star flag, or it could have been the Gadsden flag. It wouldn't have mattered. The only question was, Who's bringing the beer? That was what we were concerned about. But old Lindsey, he's got to jump in there. So NASCAR bans a Confederate flag and then decides we're going to go complete full-blown racial and we're going to make you guys look at a noose to pull a garage door down as something NASCAR did. It was like they were looking for something to do. If only somebody had maybe put a cross, a burning cross, in Bubba's yard, then it would have been the trifecta. And all why? Because Lindsey says, to bring in a new base. NASCAR's apparently wasn't doing well enough. I don't follow the sport. I go to the Indy 500, and I got dragged to that initially, and I liked it. And if somebody said, if my old Southern boy said, Kev, man, if you're going to be in South Carolina, they're going to be running to whatever, or to Talladega, or whatever, we're going to be there, we got you tickets, man, I would gladly go. And I wouldn't be like, oh, man, I don't know what all these white folks. The Indy 500 was full of white folks, but you know what there were plenty of? There were plenty of black people. Every year that I go, plenty of us. Not enough to start a riot and be like, come on, white people. But there were enough of us to go, hey, what's up, bro? You into the races, too? It was a party, a big party. I don't know what flags were there. I don't know who wore what. But I'll tell you this, it was fun. Every year I went, fun, mixture of people. I saw Asians, I saw Mexicans, I saw LGBT, I saw it all. And none of us cared. You know what we were there to do? Watch that car, those cars go 220 something, more than that even, down the straights, hit those curves, and the crashes and all the stuff that comes from it. It was just spectacular. I will never forget the sound of those engines across from pit row when they started them up. And I mean, the DNA in you starts to shake. And then you hear that going down the straightaway, and all, you know what you see when you're looking at it? A blur. You can blink your eyes as fast as you want, and you might get a picture. But I'm telling you, those cars are booking it. And you wonder, how in the heck can they do that? The level of skill that it takes to do that. I wonder when they're going to integrate this, and when there's going to be some black folks up in here, and all that. I don't care who's in that car. I don't. Anybody that can find the money and has the gumption to do it can do it. And for whatever reason, white boys like it. They seem to love doing it. And that other guy, Willie T. Riggs, he likes to do it. And Bubba Watson, he likes to do it. But Bubba has decided he can't do it well enough, so he needs to complain about it. Maybe they'll slow down the white boys' cars so Bubba can finish in first every now and then, because he hasn't done it in a long time. Man, everybody's got to get people woke. Oh, I'm just trying to help the sport. I want people to come. I want young black folks to come do NASCAR or whatever. Young black boys are listening to, they're playing basketball. They're playing football. And a few of them are boxing or whatever. But they are not going out saying, let me get mom, please buy me a car. I want to go fast. They aren't doing it. But it has nothing to do with any of the stuff that we've done. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump made it clear that he wants all schools to fully reopen this fall with appropriate safety measures in place. Vice President Mike Pence, holding a coronavirus task force briefing, agrees with the president.
It's absolutely essential that we get our kids back into classroom for in-person learning.
The Supreme Court ruled 7-2 on Wednesday that the First Amendment's Establishment Clause exempts religious organizations from employment discrimination lawsuits and from requirements to provide birth control to their employees. The Trump administration argued the Obama administration and the Affordable Care Act had been wrong to try to compel religious organizations and others to provide services such as the morning after pill in their health plans because doing so violated their religious beliefs. This is USA Radio News. United Airlines officials say tens of thousands of employees could be furloughed or laid off this fall. This news of possible cuts was mentioned during a town hall meeting with workers on Monday and Tuesday. Executives conducting the session shared details of bookings dramatically falling as the coronavirus pandemic spiked in the United States last month. The White House is discussing allegations from President Trump's niece in a new book. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The White House says Mary Trump's tell-all book about the president's family is a book of falsehoods. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters that the book from the president's niece is filled with what she calls ridiculous, absurd allegations that she says have absolutely no bearing in truth. Mary Trump is claiming, among other things, that President Trump and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The idiocy of the left will not stand. It cannot stand. It is so much the minority that the press has to take a megaphone so you can hear it. Without that megaphone, BLM goes away. Friends of mine were like, Kevin, they're going to be much more powerful. They have funding. They've always had funding. We've been funding them through our tax dollars that get siphoned away by Democrats and put into these programs. The idea that Biden has raised more money than Trump is ridiculous. Biden raises money because every special interest group, everything, they're all funneling it now through I don't know how all that stuff is done, but I can tell you, let Joe Biden come on TV and say, I'm Joe Biden, and I want to see how many people are really willing to support me, and I'd like everybody to give a dollar. You can only give a dollar. And Donald Trump would do the same thing. Donald Trump would have $60 million, and Biden would be lucky if he had $2 million. Don't be fooled. Nobody listens to Biden. Nobody cares about him. Nobody listens to these leftists. They understand how stupid they are. And I get it. It's easy to lose faith in mankind and go, Kevin, they really are sheeple and they do this and, you know, stupid people wearing masks and stupid people do. You know, that was me. I threw that in. But, you know, whatever the thing that you're noticing, trust me when I tell you. The average person still has a lot of common sense. They use it every day when they're going out there paying their bills and looking at life. And eventually, it hits them. If you think the people that were living in the chopped autonomous zone, had businesses there, were happy with that, you must be out of your freaking mind. They weren't happy. They wanted to get guns and go kick the crap out of these people. They just didn't know what to do. They knew their city officials wouldn't help them. Wait till help is really on the way. Watch what happens. I was talking about the NFL earlier. Kaepernick still talking about how oppressed blacks are. Whiny, whiny babies. And all these other sports. NASCAR. I love the NASCAR commercials. Hey, NASCAR is back. You need to come back and help the NASCAR. And you know what's going to happen? NASCAR ain't going to get jack. People that were supportive of NASCAR that would go no matter what are going to go, screw you. The NFL, screw you. Jack Del Rio. I think he was a linebacker, if I'm not mistaken, but he's a coach of a team. And he said, you know what? Kiss my buttocks. I support Donald Trump. He said to Roger Goodell, his owner, to the world at large, you think you're going to embarrass me? Screw you. I'm voting for Trump. I don't know. I can't tell you how many videos, folks, I've seen of black folks out there going, I don't care what you say. I've seen enough. I know what's going on in my community. The game is getting played. And I know we're driving some of that. Got to be happy about this stuff. You cannot dwell on it. You can't be made to think that, you know, oh my gosh, man. You know, because like I said, they put a megaphone. Let somebody say they hate Donald Trump and you got social media trumpeting their cause. Google, Facebook, Twitter. Let them have all the reach they want. They should be able to reach everybody they want. But we're going to shadow ban those that don't fit the narrative. But you know what? They're not stopping us. They're not stopping us. We're still out there doing our thing. I want to shift. ESPN's a byproduct of the NFL. And let me tell you, most of the TV shows, and this includes ESPN, many of them would be dead if they didn't have these fat cable deals. TV for the NFL is the biggest form of revenue. They want to get the money from the stadiums and what have you, but that's not driving the NFL. That drives the owners, and that drives the vendors at these stadiums. But, you know, doesn't matter. The stadium's going to get a certain amount of money from the NFL to play the game there with or without fans. And all that revenue was going into the, you know, I mean, it was, of course, they sell NFL propaganda there. So the NFL gets their piece. But the biggest part of their contract is in these TV deals. And I learned ESPN is not doing too well. They're not faring very well at all. And here's what it said. This is an article. It says ESPN's income declined 11% compared to last year. 11%. Now, you got to understand, these numbers have been dropping precipitously year after year after year. I chronicled the NFL for up until 2 years ago because of all the Kaepernick crap. I was chronicling its demise, losing 15, 17%, 13% each year. Cumulatively, that's a lot of loss. But they've still been able to hang on because of TV revenue. Half the shows that you don't watch on cable, they wouldn't be there if they had to sell their own concept and get it onto the thing. But because they package it, they stick all this ugly stuff in there and they give you ESPN, but they say you got to take, you know, the LGBT logo channel. You got to take this lesbian channel or we won't give you ESPN. So they squeeze all this stuff in and next thing we know, you know, Bobby's got two mommies, right? Because we got to all get woke. We all got to get woke. But let me tell you, it's backfiring on these leftists. Big time. They went on to say the drag on earnings revenue from ESPN led to a quarterly miss of estimates from ESPN's parent family, Disney. Fortunately for Disney, the company has made smart strategic areas moves in other areas, buying Pixar, Star Wars, and Marvel, among others, that have helped to defray the coming collapse of ESPN. So Disney may not suffer terrible consequences thanks to the success of Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar films and continuing popularity of its theme parks. I'll be spending a ton of money there next week on vacation with my kids. This is what a guy's writing, but he says ESPN is a dead company walking. I agree. Anybody that's covering NASCAR, anybody that's covering basketball, NBA, anybody that's covering NFL, and if baseball gets into the mix, I'll stop watching it, and so will you. You know what you learn when I haven't watched football in 3 years plus. I watched the Super Bowl because my aunt, who's a quadriplegic, it reminded her of her husband who had died earlier that year when we brought her in, and I said, I'll watch it out of honor to Uncle Larry, but that's it. Last game I've ever watched was the Super Bowl of last year. I will not watch anything more until the NFL changes. And I believe many of you have finally gotten woke, using my finger quotes, and you're finally saying, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm sick of this. It's about time. They said the story here is simple. ESPN is losing millions of subscribers and viewers, and that adds up to billions of dollars a year in losses and is on the hook for tens of billions in sports rights costs in the years ahead. Because see, what ESPN does is they book these events in advance. They book the NFL for 4 or 5 years, whatever the number is. They book NASCAR for this amount of time. And whatever else. Soccer. You know, men's and women's soccer. And all these meritocracies are getting involved. I mean, where you should be focused on being the best player you can be. All of them now. Oh, I don't know that girl, Megan somebody, that came back, the women's soccer, that defied it. Why? Because nobody gives a crap about women's soccer. She wants to be a hero as a soul. I want to be the Kaepernick of soccer because that's going to give me more money than soccer would ever give me. You want to know why? Because nobody gives a crap about women's soccer. What was I was thinking about the other day? It was a woman's sport, and I know what it was. This is a funny thing to consider. So there's a girl that plays baseball in Little League, and her name is Angie. And she competes with the boys, and she's good. She throws as hard as the boys. I think she's 14 or so. She throws as hard as the boys, and she got picked for the All-Star team. And I remember thinking, I said, Angie's dad is one of these guys that is so proud of his daughter, and he should be. But you know what he's waiting for? He's waiting for the moment when the boys catch up to Angie, and they pass her, and she's no longer the talk of the town. Because let me explain something to you folks. That is what is going to happen. Now, I love the girl. You see her out there and the little boys think, oh, she's a girl. We're going to beat her. And I always tell these kids, I go, man, Angie's going to whoop y'all's heads. And she does. It's a joke in our family because I say it all the time. Angie's going to whoop some little old boys' heads. But there'll come a day where people will see Angie and they go, well, that's the girl that once was. And I don't care how great of an athlete you are as a female. Your father is going to say, she's a really great athlete, and she was competing with the boys up until, because she will no longer be able to compete with the boys. It's that simple. But we can't say that, right? Because then we seem sexist and misogynistic and all this other stuff. Or you might just be telling the truth. Anyway, bad combination. ESPN losing 10,000 cable subscribers per day. Think about that. These guys are dying. If your business was losing 10,000 customers every single day, would you panic? ESPN's not. They've gone from 101 million cable subscribers to 88 million over a period of years, losing 10,000 a day, and it isn't ringing any alarm bells for them because they're woke.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mask mandates and other Wu Flu nonsense. I like talking about this because I'm amazed at how fast we become sheep. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You know, I talk about this much because it's worth investigating. You're part of it. I know you are. And I'm not lecturing you. I just want you to understand you are being a sheep. I want you to look at everything that's come out about wearing masks. It's dangerous to your health. I want you to know that the CDC says don't wear a mask if you're healthy. The Surgeon General of the United States says don't wear a mask if you're healthy. The CDC has now said we are pretty much at a point where we can say that COVID-19, the Wu flu, is not a pandemic. That just came out. And we're still social distancing, wearing masks, plexiglass, talking about not going back to work, shutting down again. Let's not let the kids go back to school. And all of a ruse. If you don't think this is a long-term something that's going to impact your kids, you are dead wrong. If somebody doesn't get in front of this, this is going to linger. It's going to not only last for us, it's going to be mandated for others. And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking to form a lawsuit against anybody that tries to make you wear a mask, including the companies. Right now, somebody got kicked off of American Airlines for life because they wouldn't wear a mask. Can you imagine? I mean, have you worn this mask for any length of time? Because I'll make you a bet. If you can wear your mask all day without taking it down to breathe or anything, I'll buy you a steak dinner. The first person, somebody says, Kevin, I wore it all day long. In fact, I want you to fast. I don't want you to eat or drink for 8 hours. By the way, if you're going to do it, you got to not hold me liable. Yeah, you got to not hold me liable. Or, you know, because I'm just saying, if you think it's safe, if you think you're going to feel good, wear that mask for 8 hours. Don't eat or drink. Just breathe through the mask. Don't take it down. Don't do anything. And tell me that it's good for you. Because I know it's not. We need to pass laws that prevent government from making us wear this. I asked somebody, it was a lady. I said, what's next? Is it going to be a hijab? Are they going to force you to say, look, we know you can no longer go shop at the stores you want. Every man must wear a toga and every woman must wear a hijab. Why not? Might it not be better for the greater good? What if somebody comes along and says, look, when you wear blue jeans or certain types of fabric or worn in a particular way, it gives you some kind of immune problem. Maybe you get funkier if you wear these drawers versus those. So we're mandating this, and in a greater for the greater good, and not spreading a disease that doesn't even exist, let's just do this. Let's mandate something else. Because that's what it sure seems like. This Wu flu, folks, is straight up propaganda. There are no facts to support what we're going through. Not one. In fact, there's so much evidence against it, you got to be asking yourself, why are you doing this? Now, I told you, I was at the airport. You know, they got signs up. We won't, no mask, no shirt, no shoes, no service. No shirt, here's what they say. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. They do it because in the old days, no shirt, no shoes, no service was, we all knew, okay, fine. You know, who wants people coming into their establishment looking like a hobo? But now they put the mask. Because how dare you show your entire face? That's going to be real good for bank robbers and armed robbers of these places. Haven't they made it easy? I saw a guy the other day. He robbed a convenience store. I saw another guy. He beat up a woman and took her purse, an old woman. They're going to have a lot of difficulty identifying him. Mask is straight up propaganda, folks, and they're pushing people to choose. I can tell you, I was at the airport, people were in their mask, probably almost, it was 99%. There were maybe three people in a big terminal, me being one, who walked around, mask mandate, must wear a mask. Psst, I'm walking around, doody, 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 talking all, you know, just talking regular, on the phone. And everybody else in their mask, eating between bites and pulling their mask up like nice little sheep. And one guy, I went into I didn't get too much of a hassle except in my hotel. Some guy goes, you know, you need to wear a mask in a hotel. And I said, no, you don't. I said, it's a mandate, not a law. And if I'm not sick and I'm not worried about getting sick. So you're protected. Good for you. Well, but it's this, that, and the other. I said, well, let's just put it this way. I have a medical condition, and it'll cost you $75,000 to find out. Yeah, they get very quiet. So, I don't care. Look, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm going to end up being arrested or sued for not wearing a mask. And there are only certain circumstances right now where I have, because I have to travel. So the airlines will tell you, you got to wear a mask to get a, I'll give you a perfect example today. So I was on a plane, getting on a plane the other day, and the guy, they have a mask mandate. You must have a mask before you enter the plane. I didn't have mine on. Walked right up, put my thing up on the, under the scanner. Bing! Have a nice day, Mr. Jackson. I get on the plane. I don't have a mask on. And the flight attendants said, welcome aboard, sir. I said, hey, how you doing, ladies? Walked right past them. Now, they kept making announcement after announcement after announcement about mask. And I didn't put mine on. When I finally put it on, I put it on my chin, like it was a chin strap. They did not bother me one time. Now, I suspect it has to do with this whole Black Lives Matter thing. I really do. But they did not hassle me one time. I would not wear that mask. Here's another thing that we found out from the Wu flu and part of the lies of the left, but it turns out hydroxychloroquine works. Over 1 million people have recovered from the Wu flu. Why? Because of hydroxychloroquine. Do you think that the news media is saying, you know what? We ridiculed President Trump. We tried to demean the man when he came out and says, you can take a $10 fix and not worry about this. It'll absolutely clear you up if you do get it. Do you think that they're going to come back and go, we're sorry, Mr. President? Of course not. I just want to tell you the lies surrounding the Wu flu virus. By the way, I love that the president, he tweeted about this. He said, it's this Chinese virus, and you didn't even say anything when I told you worked. He tweeted about it, and he called it the Chinese flu. And speaking of the Chinese, they lied about the virus. Contrary to claims from both Chinese officials and the WHO, China did not report the existence of the coronavirus in 2019. Rather, international health officials discovered it through information posted to a U.S. website. The quiet admission from the International Health Organization, which posted an updated timeline to its website, flies in the face of claims from some of its top officials, including the general director, Tedros Adhanom, who maintained for months that China had informed his organization about the emerging sickness. So they lied. So I don't know if you guys heard, but we pulled completely out of the WHO. We are officially out. Trump said, enough is enough. And I don't blame him. Said China and its allies at the WHO insisted in multiple interviews and press conferences that China came to the health organization with information about the virus. It is known to be false. The WHO's backtracking lends credibility to a recent congressional investigation that demanded China conceal information about that they had concealed it about the virus and did not initially inform the WHO as they were required to do. Think about why you have a World Health Organization. Something's going on in your region of the world, and it's unique to you. Your scientists are working together with the world's best scientists. This isn't a race thing or a political thing. And they're saying, let's figure out what's best for everybody here. And they try to do that. Here's a new disease. We just discovered it. What about you guys? Okay, let's take a look. We've got all kinds of capabilities now. And you get somebody like China, closed society, and they go, nobody say a word. And they didn't. And luckily for us, we had Donald Trump, who says, look, I'm stopping flights. We're going to quarantine that ship. We're going to see what this is about. He acted quickly because you know what Trump will do if you give him the right information? He will be judicious. He will do the right thing for the American citizens. He does not make rash decisions. He makes very, very calculated, contemplative decisions, unlike his predecessor, Baby Black Jesus. And finally, he said, you know what? We figured this out. These people tried to destroy our economies. They didn't say a word. I don't know whether it was a game for China, but should you be playing around with people's lives like this? And guess what the left does? They jump on their side. They want to partner with people who have essentially killed thousands of Americans.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.